Right now, it's time to welcome back Thorin Christendotter from Main Street Magazine. You can find Main Street Magazine at free locations for pickup throughout the tri-state region. Also, you can find their companion website, mainstreetmag.com. And we welcome back Thorin. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing fine, except when I open up your magazine and we look to the introduction that you give. What's the title of this month's issue?
What do you mean, title of the?
What's the theme? What's the theme?
Oh, no theme in August. August is always a free for all.
Yeah, but summer's last hurrah, I think, is what I saw on one of
your. Oh, the editor's note. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a terrible feeling. But I see it every morning because I drive to work now, and not only do my lights come on, but the bright lights come on. So you know. The days are getting shorter, but and I guess we are, you know, as much as I hate to admit it, the month of August really is into Labor Day, summer's last hurrah. It really is.
It kind of feels like it, and I think that everyone, once August comes around, they're like, oh dear, we have a couple weeks left before school starts, and it's like everyone's scrambling and heading off to last-minute vacations or last-minute barbecues or something, trying to get everything done or everything in. Before, you know, school and work really sets in September.
You know, but you also look at this week here in Sharon. It is a big week in Sharon. I mean, you have the big book signing, which is taking place at the Hotchkiss Library, right next to the library because of the construction. It's going to be at the Sharon, Historical Society. And you also have the Sharon on the Green Arts and Crafts Fair that is happening on Saturday as well. So, I mean, so this is, you know, we are right in the middle of just a million things going on in our area. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's go to one of the stories, and this is so interesting. Open studios in the Hudson Valley. This is something that has become more and more popular each year, being able to visit studios.
Yeah, this in particular, Betsy gives a little history about, you know, what open studios are and in the region, what they mean. But then she specifically goes to Art Studio Views that started in 2008, which is a volunteer-led group of artists and professionals. And they are going to have a arts walk, quote-unquote walk, of sorts with open studios that will be taking place Labor Day weekend in Dutchess and Columbia counties, particularly in Germantown, Red Hook, Tivoli, Rhinebeck, and Hyde Park. And Betsy walks us through a few of the artists that are there. And unfortunately, we weren't able to put the map in here, but there's a map, and I think we have the link on there so folks can see, you know, or plan their route. And if they're interested in going and seeing who the artists are, where they're displaying, and, you know, where if it's a gallery or if it's their own studio, and to kind of plan a fun trip or weekend out of it.
You know, now that we're out of COVID and we're getting back to normal, you realize how far we've come and how many different things. I mean, we have the studio tours that go on not only in the Hudson Valley but also in Northwest Connecticut and in southwestern Massachusetts. But we have garden tours, garden events. Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm. I mean, trade secrets, but I mean actual where gardeners can go different places. All these different tours where you have restaurant runs where people go to bar. It really is amazing how everything is coming back. Hey, even in New York, Restaurant Week is back.
Yeah,
in New York
That's
City.
Fantastic.
Of course, it's not Restaurant Week, it's Restaurant 2 Week, but it sounds better when you say Restaurant Week.
Right.
But really, it's just great to see things coming back. And yeah, you have to be careful, and sometimes you have to wear a mask, and sometimes you don't. But you know what? Just enjoy that we have all these things to go to. And it's funny that I mentioned about the book signing taking place at the Sharon Historical Society because it's right next door to the library. You've got a great story about collecting forgotten history, and it's at the Sharon Historical Society.
It is. Christine kind of pivoted from her monthly entrepreneur feature and wanted to talk to her friend Alexander Peters about her sampler collection that's on display at the Historical Society, and she did a wonderful piece giving kind of the background of what a sampler is for those who don't know and the significance of them, and about Alexandra, how she got into them, and, you know, how then she put this whole collection together that's on display there, and how not just interesting it is, but it's a living piece of history that's significant in its own right.
Well, you know, I did an interview with Alexandria about, I want to say about 3.5-4 weeks ago. And what I learned from that interview is not only is it beautiful art to look back and also historical in nature, but it shows the independence and the forthright of women back in that era, putting these amazing, and they are, you have to, I know they weren't, I don't think they were intended as works of art, but they really are incredible works of art, especially when you see them displayed in frames and everything.
Right.
It's a pretty amazing story, and I love when I get a chance. That's the great thing about art museums around here, and every town has these organizations. It brings back history, and sometimes it makes you aware of things that you weren't aware of, that maybe it didn't happen here right away. But anyway, so that's a great story. Now, I have to step back a little bit here. I love crumb cake. I do. I'm not a big blueberry fan, okay? I take that back. I don't like blueberries by themselves, okay?
Right.
As a kid, every once in a while you ran into a real terrible blueberry. And it strikes fear in your heart. It did in mine. So, but you give me blueberry, anything baked with a blueberry in it, I like it. That's the strangest thing in the world.
To me, it's the texture, and I don't like love the taste of it. But you're right, you know, baked, I'm fine with it. And I kind of, if there's a whole chunk of blueberry there, I skip around it. But you know, I don't mind the flavor when it's baked. So, Libby, when she sent me this recipe, I immediately texted her because she lives down the street from me, and I'm like, hey, you can't just send me these pictures and not give Ashley and me a taste. Do you have any left? And she just sent me back, you know, laughing emojis and said, no, that it disappeared so quickly that everyone in her house just, you know, died for this thing. But she's like, hang on, I'll send John down with something else, because she went and picked a whole bushel of blueberries. So she sent another pastry down, which was also fantastic. It was like a blueberry bar. And I got to tell you, I didn't mind the blueberries in that, much like I probably wouldn't have minded the blueberries in this. But she said that her whole household, all the guests she had over, you know, just about lost it over this crumb cake. So, and as I was like, well, you can't send me this and not give me a sample so I can speak to it. So she's going to remedy that one of these days. But, you know, according to her and all the guests there, that she had a full house of, they said that this was incredible, blueberry crumb cake. So,
no, it's, you know, and it's like scones, whatever. I just don't like blueberries by themselves. And it's so strange, but it does go back to as a kid. And we used to pick blueberries. I mean, you know,
That's fun.
Yeah, but I just can't eat them by themselves. But put them in something baked, and you got me. You got me. There's no doubt about it. Well, I've been speaking with Oscar Ruiz, who is the artistic director for Music Mountain, going on 2 years now since he became the artistic director. And Music Mountain turns 93. Music Mountain was not Music Mountain. Before Music Mountain came on, it was Barrack Mountain. That's the official name where Music Mountain is. But because chamber music, that really has been the home of chamber music every summer since it began, that everybody calls it Music Mountain. And you've got a great story by somebody who lives on Music Mountain.
He does.
C.B. Wismar on Maestros and Mountains at 93.
Yeah, he talks a little bit about this summer's shows there and the musicians and what's happening there. And what I thought was interesting, on the second page of the article, the art that he talks about that was created. So I think, you know, CB in pure CB fashion gives a little bit of everything, a glimpse into it, some of the details and some of the intricacies and some of the love of what's in the artistry of it. So, when he's told me about what was happening there, he said it's a wonderful thing, and it should be shared, and everyone should go see it. So,
well,
and listen.
The amazing thing about Music Mountain is not only do you have the chamber music, and I mean world-class chamber music, but they have lately, over the past 10 years, been filtering in like the the Harlem String Quartet, all these young international artists which are going, who are becoming stars of the future. But mm-hmm. then on Saturdays, they have their Saturday evening, which is a totally different thing, a jazz evening, where they present all different types of jazz. And really, it is an unbelievable place to go. They have an air conditioning system, and it was specifically designed so when it's on, it doesn't interfere with the human voice or with the, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. with strings. Because that's one thing about Music Mountain that I don't think people realize. You don't have to amplify things to hear the true beauty of music.
Right.
And at Music Mountain, you get that. So mm-hmm. it's a great story by CB, who, yeah, he lives just down the road from Music Mountain.
He does.
All right. And I guess we can go to a story by Mary O'Neill. And Bodies in Motion.
Yeah, it's about the new Rodin exhibit at the Clark up in Williamstown. And I was told as the exhibit was being set up and they had the opening that it was probably one of the most significant exhibits that their Clark has ever had. So based on that, we got Mary up there and she went and had a tour of it and experienced it. And she said that it's correct, that that is probably one of the most significant exhibits. And the Rodin pieces are fantastic. And the collection that they've collected from collectors all over, not just the United States, but the world that have come there, it's pretty phenomenal.
You know, it's phenomenal. And I'm sure you realize it ever since you started the magazine and the magazine been around. The amount of incredible art and artists of all types that we are surrounded of, and I think that we forget that we live in a real special area. Mm-hmm. You take Miller to New York and you go out, I'll say 35, 40 miles in any direction, and we are just blessed with incredible art and artists. It's amazing. It really is.
It is, yeah. And I realized after the fact, after I was putting this issue together, it's a little art heavy, but that was not... I think that just goes to the character of what's happening here, you know, this time of year and just in general and the inspiration that folks have.
There's so many. If you have an interest in any type of art, whether it's music, whether it's sculpture, whether it's paintings, whether it's pictures, whatever, you'll find it here, and you'll find it here in abundant quantity. And you'll mm-hmm. find it also more about it. In the magazine, mainstreetmag.com, and also in the magazine itself. Welcome back from your vacation. Did you have a good vacation?
I did. We escaped the heat for a couple of days, and so that was nice.
All right. Well, welcome back. It's nice to have you back. I didn't check my computer till that morning.
Oh.
I'm terrible like that. But anyways, it's good to have you back, Thorne, and we'll speak to you next week.
Sounds terrific. Thanks. Bye.
Take care. Thorne Christendotter, Main Street Magazine here on Robinhood Radio. Of course, you'll find them at mainstreetmag.com and for free pickup at locations throughout our tri-state region.